Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm excited to continue our conversation about empathy and compassion and how we can use these to cultivate more joy in our lives. So I want to share with you something that we've been exploring in great depth in Gold Circle and give you a touchstone into what we're discovering. We often think of our empathy as that initial response that we make when we know someone is in pain or someone is struggling. It's that response that we have as a parent or a guardian when a little one gets hurt, right? Your heart immediately goes to them and you empathize with their pain. And that's a beautiful form of empathy. If we are conscious about compassion, then we allow that empathy to expand into a love that can hold it all, a love that believes in the absolute potential of healing for that little one that was just injured. Our love helps soothe the pain, and our love, as we hold them in that, allows them to see the potential and possibility of their complete healing and well-being. So compassion, when empathy moves into compassion and we are harnessing the energy of the universe to hold ourselves and another, we can experience tremendous healing power. Another way to think about empathy is that we have empathy not only for the pain that we see other people experiencing or feel them experiencing, but we also engage our empathy when we are happy for them. When a couple announces their engagement and your heart sparks and you're excited for them, their new future together, when a baby is born, these beautiful moments when another is feeling happy or joyful, we can also feel empathy for people's happiness and joy. And we can cultivate that in our own lives. If we are used to our empathy opening primarily in the presence of pain, whether that be someone else's pain or our own pain, and I want to emphasize that this is good to have this beautiful empathy with another person or with our own pain is what allows our compassion to be triggered. It calls us into our compassion. It allows us to feel our oneness with others and our ability to hold and accept and forgive the pain of our past or the pain of our present. That's all good. And we can also invite our empathy to open more and more and more to joy and happiness in our lives. And we do that by putting our attention on joy and happiness. Even if as I'm saying this, you're thinking, yes, but Misa, I don't know what joy really is or true happiness. I haven't experienced that yet. It is still within the realm of possibility for you to experience. I remember a time in my life when I felt like I didn't know what ongoing happiness was. I knew what flashes of it were, and I certainly didn't think I had any touchstone into joy. But by being willing to entertain that I could know what that was like, open the door to it. You can help that along by putting yourself into situations that are more likely to be happy, by cultivating happier thoughts, by journaling about happiness. You can ask yourself in the morning, what does happiness feel like? Or the joy that you want to experience, what does that joy feel like? And what is my evidence today that I'm beginning to experience more happiness or more joy? Allow yourself to ask questions that spark you. I suggested a couple, you might have something that's even better and more enticing for you. I want to notice joyful moments. Maybe you don't feel ready to experience it for yourself, or you're not looking for more. Maybe it's about just being able to recognize them and see them in your life. So write that down. What are the joyful moments that I observed today. And when you sit down at night and write down those joyful moments that you observed, see if you can allow yourself some room for empathy, to empathize with that joyful moment. Do the same thing with the news. Forget about watching all the troublesome stuff for a while. Listen to and watch news reports that are positive and joyful, and allow and awaken your spirit to notice what is joyful and feel it with others as best you can. You can train your empathy to expand into greater and greater experiences in joy. That's what I'm inviting us to do in our next holding meditation. To consider, if you would please, to consider the nature of joy, and we'll bring that into the holding meditation. I'll see you there.